The Steve Cochran Show on 720 WGN.
I saw our old friend Jimmy DeCastro today earlier. I can't place him. He was a big deal here for a long time. He's the guy that when Uptown Funk came out, exposed me to it. And obviously, it's the greatest song of all time. And I'll always remember him dancing to Uptown Funk. I actually bought him the Bruno Mars Blazer.
Did he lose it back? Why was he dancing?
He's the only guy. Look, he's the only guy that's got better moves than me. Oh. That's all I'm saying. We have a special guest in studio. That voice is Jen Weigel, and Jen and I go all the way back to the Loop AM or FM?
We were on AM together.
Yeah, and that was 98?
97, 98.
97, 98, and for 10 minutes in 99.
Correct.
We had a lot of fun.
We did.
And
we always have fun together.
Yeah, so I asked you to come in and hang out on the radio, but for no small part because of our next guest, Joe McQuillan. Joe has gone through the absolute nightmare. The worst thing that can happen is a parent losing his son. And he's written a book called My Search for Christopher on the Other Side. Now, this is something you know a little bit about.
Just a little bit, yeah.
Because you've spent the last how many years?
Well, my dad died in 2001, Father's Day 2001. Tim Weigel died of a brain tumor. I was 30 at the time, and I went on a quest.
And skeptical.
Totally. So I thought that people were getting ripped off who were going to psychics or mediums. So I wanted to compile this research so I could help people who were in grief, because there's nothing worse than losing someone you used to talk to every day and you can't talk to them anymore. At least you think you can't.
Right.
So, yeah, that was 2008 was when Stay Tuned came out, my first book.
And you've met Joe McQuillan. And
very weirdly how I met Joe McQuillan. It was actually, I met his wife, Sally. I was out in Denver doing research for my fourth book, sitting in with Rebecca Rosen, who's a... And Sally was there because her son, Christopher, Joe's son, Christopher, had died 2 months prior. And here's a woman from Chicago talking about her son, and it was like, okay, see you later. So we left. I come back to Chicago. I interview Rebecca on my podcast, I'm Spiritual Dammit, right here on WGN.
Mm-hmm.
And Sally was listening and said, oh my gosh, that's Jen Weigel. I was in Denver with Jen Weigel. So Joe and Sally come to one of my shows at the Wilmette Theater.
Right.
And where I had Thomas John, a Manhattan medium there.
Right.
And poor Joe gets, you know, dragged down to the front row. Wasn't that right, Joe?
Well, it was probably the first time in my life that I arrived somewhere early and sat in the front row. It's not my style, Steve.
I understand. Believe me, I understand more than you know.
In the front row. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, and so that's how I met Joe.
And you have talked to him on your podcast, which is, I think, still posted, probably.
Yeah, go to I'm Spiritual Dammit or WGN Plus and just Google my name.
Well, Joe, even though we talked a bit off air, allow me to say publicly condolences on the toughest loss any parent could face. This was an accident that was fairly well documented at the time. Mm-hmm. But you, I assume, were not exactly the, oh, let's go talk to the psychic type either, right?
No, not at all. Steve, you know, the devastation of losing him caused me to want to find if there was any way to connect and stay in touch with him in any way. And like Weigel, if, in fact, it wasn't for real, I just wanted to check it off the, check the box and move on to the next thing.
Yeah.
But I, you know, after a couple years of research, found out that it was, it's very real.
You say in the book, you feel his presence everywhere.
All the time. You know, specifically in my Jeep, I feel it when we're golfing. I love to golf.
About your Jeep. Is that where you guys spend a lot of time riding around again?
We connect all the time in the Jeep. And, you know, I usually have a cigar. And we listen to music and a lot of Jimmy Buffett stuff, and I just feel him. When I literally feel him, I feel him like a chill on the back of my neck, and I feel next to him, and I'll just say, "Hey, pal, how you doing?" And you know, we'll have some conversations. You know, I have great meetings with him at his grave. It's his Sacred Heart, which is a beautiful grave, open 24 hours, beautiful cemetery. And I pull up a folding chair, and the dog and I hang out and talk to him.
But what I love about Joe's journey is he's a regular guy who didn't believe in any of this stuff, right? But he opens up his intuition by meditating every morning and doing all these things he never, a guy from Buffalo, one of 11 kids, 10 kids, you know, would ever think of doing. But here he is doing this. And so now he gets these downloads, which I think the beauty of this is that I hope anybody listening right now who's had a severe loss can know that if they quiet their mind and they actually choose to not believe in hoo-hoo, but to actually connect with their intuition. It's something I think we're all born with. And Joe is a perfect example of someone who gets these direct downloads that he knows are not from him. Because it's Christopher's words.
Joe, you know, there's a lot about intuition that's out there, and like you said, you did your research. But a lot of this has to do with discipline, being able to understand that connection, to understand it. Intuition is with all of us, but at the same time, you have to work at it. Did you learn that through this journey, that it's not just about turning on and going, oh, I think my son is with me, that it takes clearing the mind and the discipline of clearing the mind to do so?
That's great. That was a point I really wanted to make. By the way, discipline, like sitting in the front row, is foreign to me. You know, I'm the youngest of 10 kids.
Well, you're a kid from Buffalo.
And 10 kids. There wasn't a whole lot of discipline by that time. However, you're right. I was talking to somebody on a radio show the other day that said, you know, I've just never, I don't feel my mom. And I said, well, try harder. You know, you got to put in the effort. There's a book called The Secret. It's kind of big with women, but it's a great book. And it talks about the universe, and the secret is you got to go first. You got to make the effort. You got to understand their energy level on the other side. And when I talk about the other side, it sounds a little woo-woo and new age, but the bottom line is, you know, Rumi said that goodbyes are for those who love with their eyes, because those who love with their heart and soul, there's no such thing as separation. And he said that in the 16th century. So what is New Age about what I'm talking about?
Yeah, and I would assume, just to bring it back to basics here, and that is there's got to be an incredible sense of comfort in be able to be in the place you're in now.
It's an amazing sense of comfort. You know, but Steve, this time of year is horrible.
For can't parents. Imagine.
This time of year is still bad for me, you know, and even with the connection that I have. And it's nowhere near a hug or an I love you or Merry Christmas, Dad. You know, that's what I want.
Of course.
But it's the only game in town, and it's as good as it's going to get. It's like a long-distance phone call instead of an in-person hug. May not be as good, but it's better than nothing, isn't it?
Can you hang around for a second?
I can hang around all day.
In the break. Well, that puts you on other shows. Trust me, there's a couple shows here you don't want to do. My Search for Christopher on the Other Side, Joe McQuillan. This is out and available wherever we get books.
Out and available, Amazon.com, in print, Kindle, and they're working on an Audible.
Nice.
If you love somebody that's struggling, it's great for them. But I also think it's very uplifting. Mm-hmm. And if you need an uplifting look at how to deal with the travesty like this, I think it's great, too. My Search for Christopher, Joe McQuillan. More in a moment. Back with Joe McQuillan. Again, the book is My Search for Christopher, on the Other Side. How old was Christopher when he passed?
21.
What was your favorite thing about him?
His attitude. He was sweet. There was a little bit of the devil of him. And I think it comes
funny
from his mom's side of the family. He was funny, sweet, a little wild, and mm-hmm. And just adorable. You know?
Sandberg, jump in here.
I know sometimes people, when you talk about intuitives and mediums and things, they think that's in conflict with religion or something, because it might be taboo. What do you say to people who think that you're trying to craft something that isn't in line with regular values?
You know, open up your heart a little bit. And I got to tell you, I can't quote scripture very often, but I will tell you, I think it's Matthew that says, Christ said to the apostles, I'll be gone for a while, and you won't see me. Then you'll see me. Then I'll, you know. So he talks about this. This is nothing new. This is actually in step with Catholicism.
All the Bible, I could write books on this one, because I get about five emails
a week
from people.
Well, the Bible's been written.
You know.
Just so we're clear.
Yes, and guess what? It was written about 80 to 100 years after Jesus was passed. Right?
By a number of different people.
And I know how we're dealing with, quote, fake news now, and we've got digital recorders and everything. So all I'm saying is I'm a huge fan of you know, I was raised Christian. I'm not knocking it. But what I feel is really important to remember is that Jesus came back from the dead, right. Spoke to Mary. Mediumship is all throughout the Bible. And it's spoken about where great leaders and Saul are asking for guidance to get guidance from the other side. But the other thing is that we have to know it's when you put that ahead of the big one. When you put that first, you're putting anything, gypsies, seers, seekers, in front of your faith in God and Jesus, whatever. That's the big rub. You should always have that big faith in the big picture first, and then go see, you know, somebody who might be able to talk to the other side. That's what a lot of priests, and I had a Roman Catholic priest tell me that this is okay, and that it's real, that talking to the other side is part of the Bible, and if you need verses, email me at jenweigel.com.
Listen.
I'll send them to you.
I am the furthest thing from a judgmental Christian, so allow me to be a judgmental Christian for a second. If you question this as a way of connecting, how dare you? I don't even know how you go there, because that's nothing that what that's nothing even close to what the Bible's about and what any religion that we subscribe to is about. So right. I agree with you 1,000%.
But yes. it's real to those who are grieving and who have experienced it, but there are people out there that are not in it for the right reasons.
And that's the issue.
Yes,
right?
There are some psychics, there are some frauds, there are some gypsies, there are some people out there that are doing this for the wrong reasons, and they give all the legitimate right. people that I've interviewed a really bad name. But that's happened in journalism,
right.
in you know, car sales, doctors,
mortgage brokers.
Yeah. Mortgage brokers, it doesn't
easy
matter.
With the car sales and the mortgage brokers. Okay. You know, I will tell you that, you know, I'm not a practicing Catholic. I have, you know, but I have a complete faith in God, higher power. And I pray every night. And the first couple nights after Chris drowned, I'd get on my knees and thank God for, A, keep me sober. I've been sober 33 years. And for my loving family and friends.
Congratulations, by the way.
Thank you. And then I would say, but I want you to know, I'm still PO'd at you for taking my kid.
Sure.
And this went on for 3 days until I got a message in bed that said, I didn't take your son. Your son's free will and choices and recklessness caused him to cross early. I welcomed him home, but I don't move people around like a chess piece. And he said to me, I lost a son too. You know, so if you're questioning whether there's positive or negative, it's all positive.
Let me ask you, and I've got a text here I've got to read to you before we run out of time. This type of thing takes incredible strain on a marriage, incredible strain on a family, for obvious reasons.
Right.
This journey that you're on, and the book again is called My Search for Christopher on the Other Side. Is your family all in?
Yeah, my family's completely behind, and you got it behind me. But you got to understand, everybody heals at their own rate.
In their own ways.
And my wife and I, you know, started healing differently and grieved differently. But we've all been exposed to the other side, and we've all got our stories, and that's their story. But we're all on the same page that he's not gone. They're not gone. You know, he crossed from one room to another, and I can still hear him if I open my ears.
And someday we'll understand why that communication is what it is now.
Right. It'll be hopefully later than sooner, Steve.
Yeah. Listen, both of us are going to be around for a while. I want to read this text to you before we go. 815, please tell Joe thank you. I'm struggling this Christmas after the loss of our 41-year-old son from brain cancer in 2015. He was an extraordinarily positive and kind young man. I miss him so. I'm going to buy the book today. It's exactly what I need. Thank you for being on the show.
Wow.
I hope you get, I mean, I know you get that wherever you talk and wherever you go, but it's just nice to hear that you're touching people.
It's so nice to hear. And what they need to understand and that I had to understand was that this doesn't go away. You know, you make peace with it, you learn to deal with it, you cope with it, but it doesn't go away. And Christmas is always going to be a hard time.
Sure.
And I'm relieved just to get through it. But I've got two other kids that want to celebrate Christmas, so that's my job. You know, sometimes you just got to suck it up, buttercup.
Last question. Christopher seemed, Joe, like a kid that probably had a lot of pals, a lot of guys that he hung with. Have you been able to stay in touch with his buddies?
That's a great question. Thank you for asking that. By the way, there were 2,000 people at his wake. 2,000.
Right.
You know, I would have to have 12 wakes for you to get 2,000 of mine, I promise.
Right.
But 2,000, and yes, specifically the kids, you know, Thanksgiving Day, all the Nutria kids are home. All of a sudden, they're in the living room. There's a cooler going on. And the kids from Northern will all be at this book signing tonight. We have a golf outing. 24 of them showed up last year at the anniversary of his crossing, which is January 3rd. So they're almost like all kids to me, all sons and daughters to me right now.
It's got to make you feel great.
It makes me feel like $1 million.
Winnetka Community House tonight, what time?
7 to 9.
7 to 9 tonight. Get a signed copy of My Search for Christopher on the Other Side. You're always welcome here. You know that.
Well, you know, don't make those offers if you don't want me hanging around.
Listen, I know you hang around with Jimmy DeCastro a little bit. I don't know that that's great for your image.
Well, you know what? Yeah, it's sure great for my soul, though, so I'm grateful to be around.
Yeah, the human energy source as well. Thank you.
Thank you
very
much.
It's an honor to meet you.